See adviceguide.org.uk or call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 08454 04 0506.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777. Or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 22nd of October. And you were listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly, outrageously reprobated Jules Serkin. Hello.
Hello.
How
Paul
are you?
Andrews. I'm fine. Yes, I am fine. Shuffle, I've just found the emails you gave me in my bag.
Have you? Yeah. Well done.
Did you enjoy Whitstable?
On Friday.
Friday. Did you enjoy Whitstable?
Yes, I did. I did have a good time.
Which was your favourite bit of the meal?
I loved the meal. I loved the whole meal.
Wheeler's Oyster Bar.
We were in Wheeler's Oyster Bar on Friday afternoon, and the meal was superb, and it was very nice. And, yeah. What a lovely atmosphere as well, because it's tiny, 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 isn't it? There's only, what, four tables in there.
It's a little parlour, isn't it?
Yeah. But the food was superb.
Yes, I had a little oyster. What did I have? An oxen cheek.
What did you have? How long have we got? We were only on air for an hour and a half.
I had, well, first of all, I went to the Black Dog.
Yeah, yeah, 5 pints of cider.
No, not just any cider, though. I had, it's a microbrewery just opened, Paul Andrews. And I had a ginger cider.
Right.
And then I tried a, what's it called, elderflower cider.
All right.
Preference was the ginger.
Right.
Love both, but preference was the ginger.
Was it?
Yeah. And then I toddled down to meet you,
yep,
my new husband, at Frontier Funds, if
yep,
you're following on Twitter. And the oxen cheek I had was really nice,
right,
as my starter.
It was.
With a little bit of horseradish.
Yep.
And then I had a little lobster thingy, didn't I? That was nice.
You did. Gluten-free lobster you had.
Yeah, they did a special gluten-free for me.
Yeah. And then after your third bottle of wine, you really got into it as well then, didn't you?
I did.
And you started trying to make me try everything on the menu.
And then you
and
had
you started ordering plates of oysters and stuff, didn't
which,
you?
Yeah. You're on Facebook, actually. Scoffing
yeah,
on.
I know. And then she announced, listener, that she was really fed up with my haircut because she thought it looked rubbish and had booked me a hair appointment next door. So I had to go and have my hair cut. It's like going out with your mum.
I know. Flo and Co.
Yeah.
A lovely Mariano.
Mariano. He was very good,
I have to say.
Took
you under his wing.
He did.
And then you came out a new man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we went on to the old Neptune.
We did.
On the beach.
We did.
We saw a brilliant band, Ginger Baker, I can't remember.
Ginger Zedhead on the Twitter.
Zedheads, yeah. Yeah. Ginger.
Ginger Zedhead on the Twitter.
Yeah.
And she was, what a powerful voice that lady
yes,
had.
Yes.
Yeah.
She did.
But Jules wouldn't know, she was too busy lusting after the bass player for most of the
year. Bass player was quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just me, Serenity Becker also
lusted
after him.
Yeah.
And probably if John Sykes had been there.
Anyway, enough of that. That was, it was a good evening, but we won't talk about it anymore.
I did
have the pictures.
I'm asking our guest to put his Twitter handle on there for me, see.
Okay.
But I was mouthing it and he didn't understand.
No, well, you try and interrupt while we're trying to do something more important.
I know.
Anyway, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We've got a packed show as normal for you today, but we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So you can get in touch with us by calling us on 01303 874 998, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But the most likely way to get hold of me is to tweet me, and you can tweet me by following me, Vanilla Web, that's Vanilla Web on the Twitter, and you can send me a tweet. We've had more than a dozen tweets already, and I'm going to read some of those in a minute. But while I'm doing that, Jules is going to stop faffing around over there and start to read some emails.
Dear Paul.
Hello.
With no mention of me.
Absolutely.
Who is this from? Who is Alexandra Campbell?
We'll find out if you
read
the email.
I'm going to be phoning them up immediately. Writing to promote yourself and your creative business is a workshop, and it's this Friday. That's the 25th of October with Alexandra Campbell. And it's 9:30 to 12:30, and it's at the Beanie in the Learning Lab. It's 18 High Street, Canterbury, Kent, CT1 2RA, £25 for non-members and £20 for members. There is a website which is kentcreativelive.org, and then you can do a couple of /what we do/workshops. I'm sure you'll find it. 25th of October, this Friday, with Alexandra Campbell. So brilliant one there. And did you know that The Search begins for London and the South Director of the Year? Business leaders across the region are being invited to enter the 213. What am I saying?
Oh, come on.
How much caffeine have I had?
Oh, come on.
This year's London and South East Director of the Year Awards, run by the Institute Director. At least I didn't say 2 million or something. Open to members and non-members of the Institute of Directors. The awards will be, that's the IOD, the awards will be welcoming entries from business leaders across the whole of London and the southeast of England. And it's going to be bringing together company directors from a variety of backgrounds and recognising their qualities as business leaders. I'll tell you a few of the awards categories.
Which yeah, go for it.
Get your juices running. Director of the Year for a large company. Director of the Year, small and medium company. Young Director of the Year, that'll be me. Global Director of the Year.
That made me laugh. You made me laugh.
Public Third Sector Director of the Year and Family Business Director of the Year. And there's also a Chairman's Award for Leadership in Corporate Responsibility. And this award is to recognise those directors who are able to demonstrate that through their direct actions and leadership, their business has made a positive impact on the local community, wider society and or the environment.
Cool.
So if you want to find out more about that or submit yourselves or someone else, www.iod.com/South Awards for full details.
Brilliant.
Deadline is January the 31st, 2014, for nominations.
Cool. I'd just like to tell you about today's show sponsor.
Oh, do.
I'm going to tell you some more about them later because they're offering some workshops. But for the moment, I just want to mention a big thank you to Coach SME. That's Shirley Mansfield and the team at Coach SME, COACHSME.co.uk, Coach SME. They are SME coaches, surprisingly, which is what it says on the tin. And what they point out on their website is they're not consultants. They are, in fact, business coaches. So they work with you to develop your business. They do not tell you how to do it. They're not consultants. They are very hands-on coaches in the same way that a professional athlete or an actor would have a coach that works with them to help develop their skills. Shirley and the team at Coach SME, who we thank profusely for supporting our show, have some workshops going on around Kent in Ashford, Brands Hatch and Canterbury over the coming weeks. Next 2 months, in fact. And their workshop is How to Get Your Business Fit for 2014. And Shirley says, in my work with SMEs, it's clear that many business owners aren't sure how to prepare a business forecast for the coming period. Neither are they comfortable with managing the business against that forecast. Even a reforecast can prove really difficult. So most business owners aren't accountants, and so they feel daunted by preparing forecasts. That's why I've designed this workshop to help you understand how to prepare and use a forecast, even if you aren't a financial person. So if 2013 is not living up to expectations, targets are being missed, or the fun of running the business has disappeared, then 2014 is a key year for you and one that needs to be much better than the year before. Having a robust business forecast will certainly help you achieve your goals. You can save time and reduce your stress levels and make more money. And you should know that you'll be working on the business and not in it. You know that you need to focus on the important, that you need plans, key performance indicators and forecasts. There is a one-day workshop which will give you the template for a successful 2014. There's some work to do after the workshop if you're going to make a real difference, but what a great time of year to take stock and get those plans in place. And this is what you'll learn how to do on the workshop. You'll learn how to set out 5 really smart objectives for your business, to establish your sales forecast and how to forecast every month, how to develop a meaningful and predictive sales pipeline, learn how cash flow impacts your business, understand capacity and staff resourcing as well as stock, understand the 5 key performance indicators that you need to track and learn how to manage the business by numbers, determine the critical marketing and sales activities, and understand how problem-solving skills will help your business and how to get a flying start to 2014. The 3 workshops take place in Ashford on the 18th of November, at Brands Hatch on the 25th of November, and in Canterbury on the 5th of December. Now, on the Kent Business Radio website, on today's show, which is show number 146, so it's show page 146, on that page there are links to the three different workshops that Coach SME are offering, and you can click on any of those to find out more about it, or to book your place, or to find out exactly where it is, or any of those things. Or you can go to their website, which is www.coachsme.co.uk. So thank you to Shirley and the team for supporting us, and we, in turn, would like to support them and recommend that you go on one of their workshops or talk to them, indeed, about their coaching services.
Sounds really good, that. Omicron.
She can't speak. This one can't speak.
Omicron. I've had a lot of sugar in my show.
Sugar.
Scoff and Quaff, which was on at 11, a superior show about food and drink.
Really?
Yeah, so Omicron. Say it.
Omicron.
No, I'm not sure you're saying it right. Omicron.
Saying it better than you.
Anyway, she says that you're looking very sharp today, Mr. Andrews.
That's thanks, Mish.
Lovely Michelle.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
And I've just said to her that I styled you, of course. Style. You
have, yeah, she's taking full credit, yeah.
You need a little placard. Well, look.
Style bold you.
I phoned up Wheelers, didn't I, and said, what you'll eat. Now, Mr. Andrews is coming on. He'll eat this, but he won't eat that. He'll eat that, and he won't eat this.
I'll tell you what, listener, it's like going out for lunch with your mum, yeah? You got your vest on. Are you going there? No, don't eat that. You don't like that. No, don't have that.
Now,
eat your greens.
I'm ignoring you. I did try and order you more veg as well, didn't I?
You did. Yeah, she did. Listener, she did. She said, you know, eat more veg. And she said, I'll get you another plate of veg. I said, I'll just eat more veg. I don't want any more. No, you need more veg. You need to build yourself up. Get iron.
I'm bored with you now.
Okay.
James Gardner has said, a listening live to a great show. And what he's listening to.
And can't be us.
Yeah, Component Force is sponsoring tonight's Institute of Directors meeting. I'm reading like this because I haven't got my glasses, so I'm having to squint and close one eye.
Okay.
Meeting at the Swan WM. What's that? At Swan WM.
Well, that's Westmoreland.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is it? Thank
God
he
didn't
write it.
And he put WM just because he knows you can't say Westmoreland.
Well, it's at Swan... Westmoreland, I can see. Westmalling.
Westmoreland. It's the Swan Pub in Westmoreland. There is...
5:30.
There is an IOD hub spot, I believe, and it is sponsored by Component Force. I happen to know that because I'm a member of the IOD and I got the invite.
Yeah, I mean, what I like about them is you can get an office in London, can't you? In Pimlico, isn't it?
No. Yeah. Pall Mall.
Pall Mall.
No, Pall Mall. The director, the IOD...
And why do you say Pall Mall?
Because that's what it is,
but
Pall Mall.
You say Westmalling.
Well, because Westmoreland is in Kent,
and
it is pronounced Westmoreland in the same way that item is pronounced item and not Igatum, thank you, Jules, and that Rootum is pronounced Rootum and not Rotham, thank you, Jules.
So why is Pall Mall, Mr. Andrews, not Pall Mall? See, I've stuck you now, haven't I?
No, you're stuck.
No, I can always tell when you blink and you look away.
I actually know the answer.
Come on, then, because it's in Kent, you're saying. That's
no,
your
do you know
answer.
Why? Do you know why it's pronounced Pall Mall?
No.
Because Pall Mall is French.
Is it, may we?
Yeah, may we.
Oui.
Monsange dans l'arbre. Yeah, absolutely it is.
I never knew that.
Ah, now see.
And Westmalling isn't.
And Westmalling is not French, but Pall Mall is.
I'm not sure where Rootum came into it.
Pall Mall's a game, by the way.
Yeah, on Monopoly.
No, that's a place. Pall Mall is a game, and it was a French game, and it was played in that area that is now known as Pall Mall. And the IOD's head office and club and members hangout is in Pall Mall. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous building.
I sometimes wonder if you sit up all night thinking up these things.
Yeah,
in your wincey-ette pyjamas.
I do indeed. Now, I've got some tweets and I'm reading from the bottom of the list.
Oh, do?
Not the top of the list as you just did.
Because I'm spilling my water.
Yeah, as normal. We've had a tweet from a new listener who are known on the Twitter as Open Air Cinema. And they say, Vanilla Web, please could you visit our website... Which is, they've given me a shortened link for it. It's, I can't work that out. I'll find it in a minute. And support our campaign and grab yourself a secret open air cinema ticket. Now, these guys, they're a volunteer organisation and they run open air cinemas around the place. Let me see if I can find the website. It is Indiegogo, IndieGogo.com. Indiegogo.com/projects/support the open air cinema. Now, that's quite a long link. So what I will do, chaps, is I will put that link on the Kent Business Radio website. So anybody that wants to grab tickets, find out where it is, or find out more about the Open Air Cinema in Kent, they can do so. But thank you for following us, and thank you for letting us know about that. We've also had a tweet from hundreds of people. Pete Cook's tweeted in to say hello of Academy of Rock, and Steve Cox from Still Living Now has tweeted in, as has F Keys over there on the Medway City Estates. I've also had a tweet, let me find this, from LJ Davis, Miss LJ Davis.
She's a new listener.
Yeah, who's a new listener, and she is telling me, if you're in Tunbridge on the morning of the November the 27th, please come to our shiny new breakfast meeting at the Hand and Scepter. And that's the Tunbridge Breakfast Friends. Now, you can follow all of those people on the Twitter. Lisa Jane's handle is Miss J, Miss LJ Davis, D-A-V-I-E-S, Miss LJ Davis. That's her Twitter handle. The Hand and Scepter, which is where the breakfast meeting is taking place, is Hand and Scepter, all one word. And or you can follow them on Tunbridge BF. Tunbridge BF, that's Tunbridge Breakfast Friends. So thank you for that, Lisa Jane, and let's hope that it's a rip-roaring success and lots of people go along there on November the 27th to the Tunbridge Breakfast Friends networking meeting. And by the way, for those of you that don't know, on the Kent Business Radio website, we have a tab on the top of the site called Events, and under Events, we list two lots of things. We list the events that are happening around the region. So, for instance, the B2B Southeast Business Show, the Kent 2020, all the business shows and exhibitions that are going on are listed there. But there's also a huge section for networking events. So Kent Business Tweet-Ups and things like Breakfast Friends are all listed there. So if you ever want to find out what's going on in your area of Kent, just have a look on the Kent Business Radio website. It's all listed there. And if you are running an event and you're not on there, just send me a link and I will gladly put it up.
The lovely Mike Pitt is listening, and he says, enjoying the show, guys. I'm listening live. And great to tweet you both, or meet you both, I think it says. I haven't got my glasses, Mike, as he said. He's pointed out, Jules, hashtag, do you ever have your glasses? No.
No, but she doesn't.
They're by my bedside table.
I just noticed the time, and we're flying through here.
Tunage?
And we're, yeah, we're going to play a bit of tunage in a minute, but we need to catch up with some of these tweets, because there's hundreds of them
yeah,
coming
there
in
are.
Now.
You read.
Yeah, we've had Paul Mayer from over there in West Kent. Who's just letting me know that he's got a photographic studio over there in Tunbridge. And he said it's our third anniversary this year. That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Paul was one of the first guests we ever had on the Business Bunker. And when he came on, he was talking about his plan to buy this place and do it up.
Yeah.
And now he's been running 3 years. So many congratulations to Photo Shoot Studio.
Send us a picture. Send us a picture, Paul.
We don't know anyone that does photos.
Whitstable Stove Shop are saying, listening to the Vanilla Web on Kent Business Radio right now. Stop faffing about, Jules Serkin, and get on with it. How rude.
No, but quite true.
How rude.
I've got one last shout, and then we're going to go to some tunage. I've had Kevin Edmonds of DMS Graphics with a plea. He says, I'm in need of a function room.
Oh,
he
yes.
said, it's to do dance practice because we're raising money for breast cancer.
Mm. Him and his wife.
And it's just him and his wife. So can you have a mention? If you're in the Maidstone area and have somewhere where Kevin and his wife can dance all on their own to practice for their upcoming breast cancer fundraiser, please let us know or let Kevin know. You can follow Kevin on the Twitter at DMS Graphics, or you can contact me at Bunker at Kent Business Radio and I will pass your details on. So if you've got somewhere that Kevin and his missus can use to practice their dancing.
Just a little hot shoe shuffle space.
In the Maidstone area, that would be absolutely wonderful. Thank you
yeah.
very much.
I wonder what kind of dancing they do. Are they dance teachers, do you know? We no. don't know anything about them, do we?
Yeah. They're DMS Graphics, so graphic and printing company.
Graphic designers. But yeah. Are they proper dancers as well? Or are they just going to just
pretend? I
wouldn't
have thought so.
I don't know. Are they going to do foxtrot, shuffle?
I have no idea. Maybe we'll
I'd
find
like
out.
I'd like to know more.
Yeah. But do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage, yeah. Paul Andrews.
Bit of Depeche Mode, I think.
Oh, lovely. How 80s.
Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. Bit of Depeche Mode there. Good stuff.
That was a fast Jobs and Ken ad, wasn't it?
It was. I double pushed the button. That's why.
I do that sometimes, but you shout at me when I do it.
Yeah, I know. I'm allowed to shout at you.
Mm.
Anyway, that was a bit of Depeche Mode. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the show our first guest, Mr. Paul Lawler of the Tax Hythe Shop. The Tax Hythe Shop. Do you see what I did there? Of the Hythe Tax Shop, even. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for being here.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. As you will discern, listeners, Paul is not a local man. He is, in fact, from Dublin, but we won't hold that against him. Welcome to the show, Paul. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you to start with, and then about your business, and then we'll talk about some of the business-related things.
Right. In 86, I came to live in the UK. Mm-hmm. Been a chartered accountant for over 20 years,
right.
And the latest venture is a new office down in Hythe, having opened an office in Dartford 8 years ago.
Cool. So you've got one in Dartford, one in Hythe. You're kind of covering the entire M20 so far.
Exactly.
And doing a lot of driving, I imagine.
Trying to keep my CO2 emissions to a minimum.
Right.
But, you know, needs must.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually not a bad drive either, is it? Because you come straight out the motorway to both.
Really. Yeah, 55 minutes door to door, and it's achievable.
Okay, cool. So, you probably did tell us, but I missed it. How long ago did you open in Hythe?
January 2013.
Okay, so a few months ago, really.
Yes. Well,
8 months ago, 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant, okay. And how have you found that?
It's absolutely gorgeous down there.
Right.
Completely different client set to Dartford. The more mature tax client down there.
Like you, Paul.
Really? Thank you.
So, they present their own taxation issues, and inheritance tax seems to be the sort of tax that people want to avoid.
Right, okay. So, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about the whole tax thing.
Inheritance tax?
Yeah.
Even?
Yeah.
Huge?
Yes.
Tell us.
40%. Is what you pay when you don't plan correctly.
Right.
Husband and wives obviously can do some planning, move some assets about. Some nice tax release recently for husbands and wives. But you know, once you top over £700,000 worth of assets, you're paying tax at 40% straight away.
Mm.
And it's the challenge really is care home fees versus maintaining the family wealth.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't want to get onto a big soapbox about this, but it is one of the things I hate. It's one of those taxes which I think is outrageous. And a lot of people have some weird views about tax and don't really understand. And because they don't pay it, they think everybody else should. But I just think it's outrageous to pay tax on something you've already paid tax on, yeah, at least twice.
Exactly.
But there you go.
And also, pensioners now are going, well, my parents certainly have been prudent all their lives, but they can't, you know, going out now for a pensioner with savings, you know, with the interest rate down, going out and spending 35 quid a head on a meal is pretty difficult. Prices have gone up, but their income hasn't.
Sure.
So how would they guard against that, selling a house and inheritance tax?
Well,
what can they do?
There's the you have a tax allowance every year that you can use to dispose of things as you go along. Mm-hmm. The idea generally is mum and dad should try and get as much of the assets away to members of the family before, you know, within 7 years.
Right, I was going to say there's a kind of seven-year moratorium. Yeah. So you're not allowed to die for 7 years.
Exactly, yes.
That's guaranteed?
Well, given medical science and advances these days,
it probably is.
Probably,
yeah,
will be,
yeah,
very soon.
Yeah.
So do they, sorry Paul, but do they, are you advising parents, elderly parents, to sign their house over to children, or what are you advising them to do?
Well, it always, the difficulty that parents have with assets is that they have sentimental attachments to things.
Sure.
Maybe it's a case of they're going to downsize their house and release some money. Mm. So it's not always that emotive an issue for parents, in as much as the bigger properties need to be, you know, they'll move out of the bigger property into something smaller, release money. That money is then the bit that they can give away.
Absolutely. Did you see in the papers last week, dear old Sir Richard Branson?
No.
Yeah. Has decided to decamp from the UK and go and live in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, well, who can blame him?
Yeah. But it turns out that quite some years ago, he had actually turned over his house in Oxfordshire or wherever it was, worth many hundreds of millions of pounds, to his kids. So he'd actually been
done
planning
that
for a long, long time, obviously. Mm. But you're right, Paul. You do have to think about this quite a long way in advance as well, don't you?
Lots of planning required, really.
Yeah. Which is where someone like you comes in, because you're going to sit with someone like you and talk about all the assets you have and hope to have, probably. And then try and work out how you manage those assets effectively.
Yes, it's not a conversation most people like having, but it is a conversation that's worth having. Mm. A bit of planning, you know, planning is key to affecting an outcome. If you're going to have a party, you plan for it.
Yeah.
You've got to plan for your death, yeah, and you've got to plan for taxes.
Woohoo! Yeah. Sorry, that was very flippant. But you're right. It's interesting. So, I mean, that's in terms of inheritance tax and estate planning, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
And there are quite a few arcane rules and different things that you have to look at, aren't there? And different assets are treated in different ways, as I understand it. And you can actually give us a far better understanding of this. But things like, for most of our listeners probably own their own small businesses, which have some value in the business as well. So what are some of the things that they have to look out for in terms of those assets?
Well, if you own a property, you can get business property relief. Mm. If you have shares, you can pass those shares on to members of your family. The main thing is to take advice on what you're actually doing.
Right, absolutely. When you do that, is there a tax implication of doing that, of passing those shares on to members of your family?
Well, obviously, mum and dad can lose control of the company.
Yeah, sure.
And that's not something that, you know, psychologically they may be prepared for. So it's the sort of thing where they may gradually release the control to their children, and that can actually coincide quite well with their own children developing into adulthood.
Yeah, sure. So you kind of got this ratchet effect where,
yes,
as they gradually take more and more time away from the business, and their members of their family come in and start to gain experience in running the business,
exactly,
you can smooth the flow of that. Okay, I understand that. Cool. Okay. No chance, lads. I just thought I'd let the boys know that. Okay, so is that your particular specialist area, inheritance tax planning, or do you handle lots of different tax type issues?
Well, funny enough, I suppose we just tweeted earlier on our question, really, which was, are we a nation of tax cheats, or do we simply not make enough time to plan for it?
Yeah.
HM Revenue and Customs are actually, have got a number of campaigns and have had, there's nearly 15 of them, and they've raised nearly £803 million running those campaigns. It's interesting to note that two of those campaigns have brought in over £600 million worth of assets, our tax, which has been based on assets abroad.
Right.
So we had the offshore disclosure.
Yeah.
That's £632 million
right.
from just two campaigns.
Right.
One person's been convicted.
Right.
It's one particular person has actually declared £1 million worth of tax.
Right.
So it's the revenue are, but these campaigns, those campaigns are available. There's quite a new campaign that's open. That one relates to let property where landlords haven't notified the revenue of their interest in a property and rent, and there's a new plan available. They can approach the revenue and minimise their fines.
Sure. It's an interesting thing that has come about recently because of the press and media interest in so-called big corporates that haven't paid much in the way of corporation tax. One of the things that drives me nuts as a business person and as a wealth creator for this country is I listen to so many unknowledgeable people, for want of a better way of putting it, that will tell you things that are just so much nonsense. And people get very confused on the difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. And tax evasion's a crime, and tax avoidance is something that every single person does to minimise how they pay tax in one way or another. So, you know, and people get the two confused. And I think what you were saying about the HMR schemes, about the offshore assets, for instance, part of that was they were offering an amnesty for people that had cheated. They had literally cheated on their taxes by doing this. So these weren't legitimate schemes. These were things that were slightly dodgy, and they offered them an amnesty in order to declare them and raise the funds, which is a clever thing to do. And as you say, it raised them £600 million. So it's an interesting set of things, isn't it? Because, funny enough, I had a conversation earlier today with my pension company, would you believe, about some things and bits and pieces. And, of course, currently, we don't know for how much longer, but currently you can pay into a pension fund free of tax, but which is one of the great ways that the vast majority of people avoid tax, if you want to use those terms.
Well, tax avoidance is an issue. If you put money into an ISA, you're avoiding tax. It's an arrangement.
Yeah.
If you are putting money into
into a pension fund, it's the same.
Yeah, a pension fund is that those arrangements are available because there are provisions within the Finance Act for you to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are some very, very clever people who have, you know, spotted some loopholes. Those loopholes exist because of poor draftsmanship by the legislator.
Yep.
And to that extent, you know, they avail of that. Eventually, it'll get closed down.
Yeah.
I mean, this morning's press is full of the articles in connection with Camelot and the Eurobond exemption.
Yeah.
This is something that's existed for a long, long time, so much so that, in fact, just to be a little bit techy, there's a corporation tax manual at 35218, they talk about it. It was been around since April 2008.
Right.
And it's something that they've done some planning, and they've used that planning very, very effectively to minimise their tax liabilities.
Sure. And all of that is perfectly legal and perfectly within the rules and perfectly doing stuff. And that's what we've got to understand, that if we're unhappy about people not paying certain amounts of tax, it is because that is they're following the rules.
The thing I find, Paul, with a small business is that, you know, you're forever buying things when you've got a small business. You're always buying a printer, or in my business, anyway, printer, camera, forking out for websites, and you're always forking out. So as much as you earn, you're still forking out. And I know sometimes it would be much easier, I think, to work for someone else and just have it all paid for. But
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's the beauties of running a business. I mean, you say you're forking out, but that actually comes out of your business operating costs rather than your personal money. So you haven't paid, you know, it's not as if you've paid income tax on that and then had to buy a printer.
No.
Yeah. You know, the difficulty comes for those small businesses who are not quite big enough to do VAT yet.
Mm.
So they're paying VAT on things, but can't claim it back. But there are schemes to get around that. But
take a plumber, for example, who's, you know, £70,000 turnover.
Yeah,
which is a reasonable amount of money for a one man.
Cool, if you can get a plumber.
Yeah,
exactly. And you know, they want to replace their vehicle.
Yeah,
and it's going to cost them £18,000.
Yeah,
you know, they replace it in March as opposed to April. That's a bit of planning.
Yeah,
It brings their income down. Right, taxable income down. It also sometimes qualifies them for family tax credits.
Right.
And it's those who, there are ancillary issues to just purchasing a vehicle. Mm. That's where they pick up the phone, have a chat and say, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And I'm looking for a timing issue. And it's very, very important. You know, no one would ever associate purchasing a van and qualifying for family tax credits.
Yeah, no. Absolutely. Yeah. But there are. And that's why people need to talk to someone like you. Because you're that type of person that will help them with all this. And so many people just ignore this, you know. Or that there's even this belief, and I talk to quite a few business people that run micro businesses or very small businesses that have the same kind of view that says, oh, you know, it's not the kind of thing we can do. You can only do this kind of thing if you're a big corporate. And it's nothing could be further from the truth. There's loads of things you can do to manage your finances better and to manage your tax position better. And not wishing to do adverts on your behalf, but someone like you, Paul, or a qualified accountant and tax specialist really should be looking to save you more than they cost you in fees.
I'm sure that most advisors would feel very, very dissatisfied if their fees were bigger than the tax saving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they wouldn't. There's no sense of achievement.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's difficult to talk to a client if you're not producing an outcome for them.
Okay. So what else, what other things do we need to look out for in business? What are the other things that we need to get on top of?
A recent development is insofar as tax evasion is concerned, is the revenues approach. They've just introduced in July a new general anti-abuse rule.
Right.
And they particularly see that as a panacea for all their problems. It's not necessarily as good as they think.
Right.
It's designed to counteract the tax advantage which the abusive arrangement would otherwise achieve.
Right.
That's what they're about.
They're trying to do, yeah.
So they decided they're going to have these good body of people called the GAR panel.
Right.
But in effect, what's actually happening is it used to be the courts that decided what was or what wasn't tax evasion.
Mm.
But now we have this appointed group of people who, in effect, are from the executive as opposed to the judiciary.
Right.
So are we sneaking away?
Yeah, it's worrying, isn't it?
It is. And
it's very worrying. There's so much of this happening now. Government are passing over things that once upon a time you had legal protection for to people that don't have any responsibility but seem to have lots of power. Yeah. Mm. Okay. So when does that come into force?
Well, GAR came in on the 17th of July when the Finance Act got assent. And for most people, it's the task of the courts to assign the legal nature of any transaction to which it's sought to attach a tax or a tax consequence. And really, that's Ramsey. That's Ramsey's principle. That's what existed before GAR came along. The revenue try to use the Ramsey principle.
Right.
I think they got beaten up on several occasions with it by some very, very bright people. And GAR seems to be the next step attached to it. It's interesting, people think that GAR is going to kill off tax planning.
Right.
But in fact, it probably will push people to do some more planning.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be a little bit more sophisticated.
Mm.
And the people who market these schemes are already, you know, have already addressed the issues that the GAR presents for them.
Cool. We could talk about this for a long time, but sadly we've run out of time, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Give us a shout for your website so that people can find out about you and find out more about what you do and make touch with you.
Well, the Facebook page is at Tax Shop Hyde. The Twitter is at Tax Shop Hyde as well. And the website is www.sortoutmytaxes.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you for that.
I want to just ask Paul, sorry, one thing, Paul Andrews, Paul you. If someone wants to come and see you, what's the cost?
We have a free initial consultation. We always like to talk to people and find out whether they're a good fit for us, just as much as we're a good fit for them.
Okay, cool.
Sounds good.
Good idea. The link to Paul's website is on the Kent Business Radio website, so you can find it there. As he said, you can follow him on the Twitter at TaxShopHive. That's at TaxShopHive. And they also have a Facebook page of the same name. But the link to the website with all those details on is on the Kent Business Radio website. For the moment, Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure. Do stay with us for the remaining part of the show. Feel free to join in.
Thank you very much.
We've got a gazillion tweets coming in. Loads of new listeners all of a sudden. Mm. Corporate Baby on the Twitter. Morning and afternoon. Luxury baby gifts with a unique twist. Visit corporatebaby.com.
And Kent Holmes Mag say they're listening in. Hello to you. Paul, I've had an email from AK Pet Services.
Adrian.
Yeah, lovely Adrian, who runs animals around, parrots, dogs, cats, budgerigars.
Yeah.
If they're sick, he collects them and takes them to places. But he's saying, prepare your dogs for the fireworks season.
We've got
coming
a whole programme about that next week.
We have. And he's just giving you a little tip. And he said, many dogs will try to hide when they hear fireworks.
Jules does.
In a corner or under a bed. You can always find me under a bed. This is just like a Nigerian...
Under a table, normally.
Never look under a... No, let's not say that. This helps them to cope with their fear. You can help your dog by creating a comforting den for them to hide in. And this could be inside a wardrobe or a cupboard, just like Billy Dean, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Billy, if you turn up in Jules's wardrobe and it's full of dogs, mate, sorry about that.
Or behind a sofa. Pad it out with old pillows and blankets to help soundproof it. And he said, in the weeks leading up to fireworks, let your dog have access to this den at all times and offer healthy treats and praise when your dog uses it. So we'll be reading out snippets from AK Pet Services from now until November the 5th. But he also says there's a pheromone plug-in which you can place nearby, and it's available from most pet shops and veterinary practices. And they're calming, and they give out calming scents that dogs can smell, but we cannot. So thanks for that. You can contact Adrian at AK Pet Services to find out more, or if you need your dog taken somewhere, or your parrot.
Brilliant.
Or your budgerigar.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Jules. We've had another new listener, AeroDanceTN12 on the Twitter. Dance classes for adults and kids at dance parties all over Kent. To find out, follow them on the Twitter. That's Aero, AeroDance, Aero Dance, TN12. We've had a hello from Rebecca Nutt at Serenity Becker over there in Whitstable.
But she's filing nails now, don't you?
I bet she is. I bet she's
busy doing a little microdermo.
Yeah. Temple Foods Wit. I take it that's short for Whitstable.
Yeah, that's John and Susan.
All right, okay. Temple Food Wit. Next pop-up restaurant in Whitstable is at the Horsebridge. Enjoy an evening of food, fun and friendship. Tar, he says. And you can find out more about that by going to their website, which is templefoods.co.uk/ See, Paul's got me with his Dublin accent there. So forward slash.
That's Northern Ireland.
That's Northern Ireland anyway, isn't it? Yeah.
You sound like Zedcars.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember Zedcars?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
You're so old.
templefoods.co.uk/pop-up-restaurant. Pop-up restaurant.
And Seven Oaks Kent said, Jules Serkin, can't believe you missed gin tasting. Listen, Seven Oaks Kent, the reason I'm still married after 20 years is because I don't go frolicking off drinking gin at night. I have to cook a meal. But they've saved me some, apparently.
Cool.
Fat Carrot has said hello.
Hello, Jane.
Yes, she's not fat at all.
She's not a carrot.
She's not.
So you're a liar, Jane. You're an absolute big fibber. You're not a fat and you're not a carrot.
Have I mentioned Betty Squires? She's a new one. Listener. Yeah,
well,
Betty Squires. Well, I am mentioning her.
And we'll mention her then.
At Betty Squires has just followed.
Brilliant. And we've also had another new listener, Bod and Ted. BODANDTED, Bod and Ted. Hi, Vanilla Wear. We're Women's Wear Boutique on the Tunbridge Wells High Street. Thanks. And our website is Bod and Ted, BODANDTED.co.uk. Now, it may just be my way of thinking. Do you think that stands for Bodice and Teddy?
It's very sweet, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But Bod and Ted, anyway. Yeah. BodandTed.co.uk, and their shop, women's wear shop, is on Tunbridge Wells High Street. So thank you for listening to the show.
And Betty Squires is at Squires_B.
Right.
To you.
Is she?
Or anyone.
And Lisa Settle from Telcare has
Hello.
Tweeted. She says, I'm at school today at 1 p.m. working with students on Young Enterprise. And we'll be listening again to the show later.
Oh.
So well done with that, Lisa. And I know that Lisa does a lot of work with Young Enterprise, so thank you for doing that. There's some really, really interesting young people coming into the world of work. And I was fortunate enough to be one of the judges on the judging panel of first the Kent and then the South East Regional Young Enterprise Awards earlier in the year at Bethany School. And what a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous lineup of young people.
I remember you doing that. Yeah, that sounds good. They're all keen and they've got lots of energy.
Absolutely. Jackie Murphy of Dog Trainer Jackie, who's very much looking forward to being on Business Bunker Show next week, and we're looking forward to having her on the show.
I hope she'll follow AK Pet Services and they can get their heads together.
Yeah, and just to follow on from a tweet we did earlier, Tunbridge Breakfast Friends, Tunbridge BF on the Twitter, please give a shout out for our newly launched Tunbridge Networking, Tunbridge BF. Check out all of our events by going to breakfastfriends.co.uk.
Mm.
There you go.
Just Lenleys have tweeted in. That's at Lenleys. They're in Roper Road, Canterbury. And they're saying we have a Christmas fair on the 14th and 15th of December. It's a free fair, a craft and foods for Christmas outside the store in Roper Road with free parking. And they're looking for, if you know anyone that's a store holder, they're looking for Christmassy crafts, foods, arty things, but especially for a wine tasting person, selling wine and ales and cider, and also turkey and meats for Christmas. So that's the 14th and 15th of December, free stands there. And you can contact at Lenleys, David Waring, or at Lenleys on Twitter.
Cool. Misha's been on.
Hello.
It's Omicron, she says. You fooled you. No, she didn't do that bit. It's Omicron, she says.
I don't think you said it very well either.
No, but I said it better than you.
I
but
wonder
it's
if they
Omicron.
Should rebrand to something like Smith.
No, but everybody can say that. It's a talking point if you can't say it.
Omicron.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I can say it when I'm not under pressure. Omicron.
Mike Pitt has tweeted as well
Hello.
To say he's listening live.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for that. I've got an email here from connectit.co, connect-it.co, connectit.co. They're a communications company.
Mm-hmm.
Are you advertising? Does it work for you? Do you track the calls you receive? Do you have a record of all your incoming calls? It is now possible to get a new type of business phone number that is hosted in the cloud. Here are 12 reasons for doing it. You can try one for 30 days at no cost and no risk.
I think this is a really good idea.
Yeah, you can choose a highly memorable number. It doesn't replace your existing landline or phone number. The service is hosted in the cloud but run on a tier one network, so it's not voice over IP. Okay. There is a 99.95% service uptime guarantee. If you move or relocate, you can take your number with you. You can instantly route phone calls to any landline or mobile. You can choose which prefix you want to use, 01, 02, 03 or 08. You can view live inbound call statistics, which is great for a marketing portal. Instant disaster recovery if your landline goes down. You can use the cloud number on your website to track calls. It works in the same way as any other cloud service, e.g. email, data backup or anything like those. They have three different plans. You can choose the right plan for you, and it includes a 30-day free trial. You can have 1,600 monthly minutes for $24.95. There's loads of other things, and I haven't got time to read them all out. But the basic plans are 1,600 minutes for $24.95, 750 monthly minutes for $14.95, or 350 monthly minutes for £9.95. And you get call forwarding and call routing. You get extra extensions and all kinds of things. You can find out all about it by going to Connectit's website, which is connect-it.co. connect-it.co. That's Connectit, based in Maidstone.
That sounds like a really, really good idea, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, fabulous.
Yeah.
Cool. Go on, go with another email, because then we need to speak to our next guest.
I'll have to stop tweeting then. Okay. So, another one, Lenny's tweet up, which is the last Thursday of the month at 10 a.m., said Lenny's, and it's in Roper Road, Canterbury, with free parking. Details are on the Kent Business tweetup.co.uk. It's at 10 a.m. last Thursday of the month, and be good for you, Paul, to come along and tell everyone about it. So I'll keep in touch with that.
Brilliant. Just a quick other tweet. Seven Oaks Breakfast Friends.
Now I've upset Steve because I just said Paul could come. Isn't that awful? Steve Sampson can also come.
Can he?
Yeah, he can.
Oh,
it's the Lenley's tweet up, Roper Road Cantry, last Thursday of the month at 10 a.m. Paul, Wednesday 23rd, which is mañana.
Yeah.
This is urgent. Women Mean Business networking event for tomorrow.
Yep.
East Kent College Broad Stairs. If you're interested in taking a stand or making a presentation, contact Christine Holmes, 01843 822733.
Cool.
Should have
I'm
had
there
that
tomorrow.
Last week, shouldn't we?
I'm there tomorrow.
Are you a woman in business?
No, but I'm doing it.
You just like going where there's lots of women.
There's 150 women and me, and I spoke there last year as well, and it was really brilliant, and I'm speaking there again tomorrow.
Did you dress up in a frock?
No, I didn't, and I had a fabulous time with 150 really, really, really interesting business ladies, and I met some stonkingly great businesses there.
Did you?
I did, I really did.
Were they all blonde?
No, I wasn't being perfect. I'm telling you that there were some fabulous businesses there, and really different. If I told you one of the ladies ran a trapeze business.
Trapeze?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, this is where you're going, isn't it? Trapeze?
No.
Did any have a pole dancing business?
No. And it wasn't like that at all. She really did run a trapeze business.
Wow.
She was a circus trapeze artist.
Did you have
a
go?
And she taught other people how to use a trapeze.
I could see you on a white stallion running round on a trapeze, and then bounce off.
I know you could.
Yeah. Thursday 24th of October, Paul Andrews.
Yeah.
Doing business in the Netherlands, your gateway to the European market, Manson International. This free afternoon seminar is organised by UK Trade and Investment and Air France. I can see you, making faces with Steve behind my back. KLM Air France are organising it in cooperation with Kent International Business and the Two Seas Trade Project. Steve, aims to give companies in Kent and South East region the chance to develop their knowledge of the Dutch market and will highlight current business opportunities in the Netherlands. There's a participation. Oh, it's free of charge. Who writes these? Who says participate? I mean, it's free of charge. Pre-registration is required. So you need to go on to an email, which I'll just tell you now, which is rsvp.uk, T for Tiger, I, Hague, H-A-G-U-E, at F for Freddie, .gov.uk. And we'll put that on the bunker afterwards because that was a bit of a mouthful. But it's Thursday the 24th, so it's this Thursday. Now that is a no-brainer. Go to it.
Brilliant. And that leads us on quite brilliantly into our next guest.
To the lovely
well
Steve.
Planned, Jules.
I know.
So smooth.
But yeah. I didn't manage to do my schiphol or my Dutch, did
no,
I?
You didn't. But it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunker. You have been on before quite some time ago. Mr. Steve Sampson of Kent County Council, Kent International Business Project. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure to welcome you back.
It's brilliant to be here again. Thank you so much.
Not so sweaty
this
time.
It's not so hot and sweaty.
No, it was. I think it must have been about 40 degrees last time I was here in the studio.
It was kind of
a bit unpleasant by the end.
I think I was wearing micro speedos, if I remember rightly, which was a bit horrible. Yeah.
Let's not go there.
Anyway, it's much nicer today, although it's pouring with rain outside, which isn't so good, but there you go. Anyway, it's absolute pleasure to welcome you back. For those of our listeners, and especially our new listeners, and we've got quite a few of those, just give us a bit of background to what your role is and what your team do and what the whole ethos of what you're trying to do in KCC is.
Okay, brilliant. Well, yeah, thanks for the introduction there. Yeah, so I've worked for Kent County Council. I'm the Trade Development Manager, which is a very fancy title, but basically means I'm working with a range of organisations within the county to basically encourage as many Kent companies as possible to think about overseas markets.
Right.
We really think that there's a lot of untapped potential out there in Kent,
mm-hmm.
and we're really keen to support new businesses into overseas markets, basically, because we think
Absolutely.
That's a key way, especially now, things are perhaps settling down a bit after the economic downturn, key way for businesses to grow.
Absolutely. Cool. So tell us some of the things that you're focusing on and some of the, because Jules has just read about some of the initiatives that are going on, which I know you're involved in and your group are involved
That's
in,
right.
and you've got some more like that. One of the things I want to ask is, being our proximity to France and Belgium, loads of people will occasionally think about France and Belgium and then kind of stop there. but it isn't just Northern Europe that you're looking at, is it?
No, no, not at all. I mean, I think nearby Europe is a great entry point, actually. If you're a bit daunted about exporting, it's great to, you know, you can hop across the channel, you can go on the Eurostar, you can go, I should mention the Manston link with Amsterdam, you know, you're there and back in, well, an hour each way.
Yeah.
And Belgium as well, you know, you can do these markets in a day trip, which is, you know, it's not too costly.
Yeah.
You can be there and back. It's fairly straightforward and a great place to start. But obviously, I think for the more experienced exporters potentially, but not just those, you know, for any company looking at markets, there's a lot of high growth countries out there.
Yeah.
We used to talk a lot about the BRICS, so Brazil, Russia, India and China. There's a new group of target companies countries and the CIVETs, so Colombia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Egypt, Turkey, and UKTI, so the government department responsible for supporting exports and international trade within the UK, have also just published something recently on what they call emerging Europe. So that's the sort of Eastern European countries that are really starting to grow now, and some real potential there. But actually, if you look at the figures, you know, the number of UK businesses actually selling into those markets is very low at the moment.
Absolutely.
So there's work to do.
Yeah, I mean, I happen to know this because I'm a bit of a stat wonk. Yeah,
sits up all night.
Yeah, I do. I mean, 80, you know, and there's things bandied about in different political forums, but 85% of all economic activity in the United Kingdom is internal.
That doesn't surprise me.
So there's only 15% of economic activity that is overseas at all, and if you take out the big huge corporations, you know, like Toyota or BMW or whatever, you know, there's not a lot of activity going on overseas with business at the moment. So tell us, Steve, in what way can your group help us if we want to think about even moving into an overseas market?
Well, this is something we've really been sort of thinking about for a little while now. We've been working with various partner organisations in Kent. So I've already mentioned UKTI, but we're working with a whole range of other business membership organisations, Kent Invicta Chamber, Institute of Directors, Federation of Small Businesses, Enterprise Europe. And we've got a project called Two Seas Trade, which is specifically aimed at helping businesses into nearby markets. So really between us, you know, that's what makes up the Kent International Business Programme. And essentially it's about looking for ways to help companies into new markets, to take out some of the stress, some of the, I guess, fear factor, and to just kind of do a bit of hand-holding sometimes. So I'll give you a few examples of what we've got coming up over the next couple of months. Jules has mentioned already the Doing Business in the Netherlands event this week at Manston. Next week we've got, on the 31st, a Doing Business in France event. Now that one is aimed at companies in the services sector, because obviously you talk about exports, quite a lot of people associate that with products. But particularly in the digital age, it's totally possible to sell services into
other markets. I want to talk about that in a minute, because you're absolutely right.
That's right. Yeah, so we've got a Doing Business in France event. So these type of events, you know, we run them locally, and it's kind of basic information, really, just to equip local businesses with that basic knowledge and those, you know, to take those first steps. Then we do a range of other activities. So the week after that, and I'll tell you, I've got a very busy few weeks coming up.
It sounds like it.
We're taking 8 Kent businesses out to Amsterdam to a trade fair. So we're going to try out that KLM route. And it's a big event called Aquatech, which is one of the biggest international trade fairs looking at water treatment and water management.
Okay, right.
So what we're doing, we're offering free flights to the businesses and free accommodation. So they just have to turn up.
Wow.
We take them there. They can have the first afternoon.
Jules is very good with water.
Yes, but I run out. I can't do my sound effect.
Sorry.
So we take them there on the first afternoon. They can just visit the fair. Now that's an opportunity to see what's going on in the global market.
Because
although it's in the Netherlands, you know, there's a lot of international big companies there. So they can assess, you know, the situation. Is there look at, you know, whether there's a place for their product or their service within that market. The next day, we've got pre-arranged meetings through the Enterprise Europe Network for Kent businesses. So at the moment, they're signing up. There's businesses from all over Europe signing up as well. They'll have 15-minute meetings with real business contacts during that second day. So it's a real opportunity to actually make contact, assess the market, and actually come back and hopefully follow up with some real business.
Brilliant.
I mean, I've spoken to a couple of people that have been on these trips. Just off the top of my head, Paul Babra and Hutton Design, who did really well and really enjoyed it. And on the other scale, on Scoff and Quaff, we have a regular guy from Calais that comes, Guy Borseau, who sells wine. and he comes over to Scoff and Quaff because he wants the Kent market.
Okay, yeah.
With his Calais wines. So we're
within 2C's trade, for example, you know, the EU-funded project that we're running, we've got really good connections in the market with France, Belgium and the Netherlands. So we're working out there with Chambers of Commerce. So the idea is that we put on events like the Aquatech one for our companies and vice versa as well. So we're bringing over a group of logistics and port related companies on the 26th of November to Kent. So if you're a Kent business that would like to meet some Dutch and Flemish companies in that sector, come along. That's the 26th of November. We've tried out various things really, and we find that sometimes a sort of sector focus works really well. So another one we've got coming up is a 3-day trip to the Horeca trade fair in that's in Ghent, and we basically put on a coach from Ashford.
Where's Ghent?
Ghent is in Belgium.
Belgium.
East Flanders region of Belgium, so about an hour and a half from Calais.
You knew that, didn't you, Paul?
So again, easy to do, you know, in a day. And in fact, we've just got back from Ghent, where we took a group of food and drink companies out there to a consumer show. So not a trade show, but consumer show to, again, test the market, see what the Belgian public thought of their products.
I certainly love I've only been to Brugge, but I love it there, and a certain raspberry beer I really enjoy there. It's very, very good.
They are good for their beers. In fact, we've got a big trade fair stand booked for a big food and drink event called Tavola in March. We did this in 2012 and it was fantastic. We took a group of Kent businesses out there.
Cheesemakers went, didn't they?
Cheesemakers went to Ghent recently. So the Tavola ones, we took Quex Foods, took Fudge Kitchen, we took Carry Mix, Wooden Spoon, and Blends for Friends. Now, as a result of that, most of those companies have actually secured proper orders and are regularly exporting into not just Belgium, but the Netherlands. And one of them, through a strange connection from that trade fair, is actually exporting now into Australia.
Right.
Wow.
So, you know, we're finding that this type of thing, you know, it's something we can fund through our European funding. It would perhaps be prohibitive for a business to actually have a stand at some of these events because it's not cheap, but actually it's a really practical way to help them get into the market. We're really keen to do this kind of thing and sort of looking for a whole range of opportunities to really just facilitate the process for the businesses.
Fantastic. Funnily enough, I had a conversation with Phil Miles
from
Gomersham Game at the end of Jules's programme, and we were talking about, he was asking me to help him actually because he wants to start to develop overseas markets, so I will put him in touch with you.
That would be great. Food and drink is a big opportunities
absolutely.
For food
yeah
and drink.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just wanted to come back to something you said earlier, Steve, though, because I wanted to reinforce it based on my own experience really, from two points of view. You were talking about it not just being about products or food and drink, but services too, and you mentioned digital, and I want to ally that with the fact that in the past maybe breaking into an overseas market was not easy. All kinds of issues. You had language issues, distance issues, geography, all kinds of things. But nowadays it's much simpler than that, and this came home to me actually quite a lot by accident. For those that don't know, I also happen to own the radio station on which this august show is broadcasting, Channel Radio. We're a year old. We've been going a year. We have a range of shows. This is an advert for the station, by the way. We have a range of shows, both talk shows, music shows, and drama and stuff like that, that we put on. And we suddenly noticed that we were getting large listener numbers when we weren't here, which was a bit worrying. So we experimented and we started repeating some of our shows at like 3 or 4 in the morning, only to find that we get some of our biggest audiences at that time for repeat shows, because we're actually getting out to the whole world out there. And there's a show on later tonight actually called New Potatoes, which plays new and unsigned bands. And last week we actually got a tweet on the show while we were on air from a guy saying he was listening. And when we said, "Where are you?" he said, "Tuvalu. In the Pacific Isles." There's only 4 of you there. And he went, "Yeah, and we're all listening to you. We're all clustered around the PC listening to New Potatoes." So we've started to actually put shows on because it's digital and people find, you know, they found us. We made no effort to find them whatsoever. They found us. And we now have a huge audience in the US, in the Pacific Islands, in Turkey, in France.
There's an island next to Indonesia, wasn't it?
The Andaman Islands. We have people in the Andaman Islands, in the Indian Ocean, in the Andaman Sea between Indonesia and the coast of India that were listening. And you just think, well, this is really weird. But that allied to social media means
well, I think that's the key, really. I mean, I think you can, and we use the phrase accidental exporter. You can really easily become an accidental exporter these days because you suddenly realise you're getting a lot of overseas inquiries. Well, imagine if you actually invest a bit in your website and your social media activity, do a bit of SEO, so search engine optimization, maybe translate your holding page or your home page, and then you know, without doing a lot, you're already opening yourselves to the global markets, and you can then see, you know, rather than you doing all the research, you can actually see what comes in from overseas markets.
Absolutely. And you know, it's an opportunity not to be missed because it is so much easier now.
Exactly. I mean, and just to give an example, I had a phone call the other day from a company, a media company based in Maidstone, who'd actually secured a contract or wanted some advice. They'd had a contract, potential big contract from Moscow, of all places, to actually do some filming for them, produce a film.
Right.
And so I put them in touch with UK Trade and Investment to make sure that, you know, they were aware of the sort of do's and don'ts with doing business with Russia. The bits and pieces in place, you know, before embarking on that order to make sure they get paid, most importantly.
We've got a
new Twitter lady who's Sarah Silva, and she's at @connect_trans, and she's saying to Steve, companies shouldn't be scared of international business. As a translator, she translates German, 80% of my business comes from Central Europe.
Wow.
And she says professional translators and interpreters can help get your message across and cross any cultural boundaries. So
absolutely,
I'll put you in touch with her.
Key. Yeah, there's a big role to play. You know, there's a lot of companies out there in Kent that do specialist services that can help you in international trade, whether it's on the financial side, whether it's translation, whether it's marketing. You know, and you know, that's something you can tap into quite easily. So,
fantastic. Yeah.
Can I just do a quick plug for one
more
event?
Of course you can.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
On the 11th
Very
of November.
Cheeky guest, isn't it?
I know.
Very
well,
cheeky.
Second time in, feeling more. On the 11th of November in Maidstone, we've got a big event. It's actually National Export Week. And we've been working closely with UK Trade and Investment and the IOD and through Kent International Business, also with HSBC Bank as well. And it's a big Exporting for Growth conference at the Mercure Hotel in Maidstone, 9 till 1. And we're really sort of that's our key focus, really. So whether you're an experienced exporter, whether you're just thinking about it, there'll be a really good opportunity for you to come along, find out more and talk to some experts as to where you might start your export journey.
Fabulous. What we'll do, Steve, if you leave us all those contacts about your different various events and ways of getting hold of you, we will put them all on the Kent Business Radio website.
Thank you.
They will be on today's show page 146, but they will also be in the events and community pages for in perpetuity. So basically you can find them at any time, and if you want to look up any of those things, give me an hour or so, or when Steve's passed them all to me, I will put them all up and you'll be able to find out all about the kind of work that's being done by Steve and his team at Kent County Council to encourage overseas trade. For the moment, Steve, thank you so much for coming back onto the Business Bunker.
Thank you.
It's been fabulous to hear from you again, and it's great to hear about expanding Kent businesses and what we can do, and let's keep on keeping on.
Brilliant, thanks.
Fantastic, thanks ever so much. We've got so much stuff and only 15 minutes or so left to go of the programme. We've got loads and loads of tweets, loads and loads of emails, a couple of quick tweets. F Keys, there's the Medway Business to Business Support Group next Monday at 6 p.m. At F Keys, and you can find out about it by going to www.meetup.com/Medway B2B Support Group, or you can find out all about it by following F Keys on the Twitter. Also, lovely Mark Smith at Whitstable Stove Shop. We have just installed our 100th stove. Not too bad for a new business, eh? Right place, right time, do you think? Or do you just think we're just plain good with a good reputation? A
little bit of both.
Well, perhaps. I think it's a bit of both, Mark. I think you're really dead good at what you do. Your customer service is superb. Yeah. Your product's great. And you hit the right place at the right time. And what more could you ask for than that? So all power to you. If you want a wood burning stove, chat to the folks at Whitstable Stove Shop.
All round nice guys.
Yeah, brilliant.
I've just been followed by Jamie Leftarm.
Have you?
And
you want to watch him?
It's the Twitter profile for producer and artist Jamie Leftarm, soundcloud.com/Jamie Leftarm. And he's obviously it's his first anniversary of New Potatoes, which is a show that's on this evening. That's at NEU Potatoes, and it's on at 9 o'clock tonight with Unsigned, the hottest potatoes of the year, the unsigned bands in and around Kent and the UK and international, I guess, and quite a lot of other snippets on that show, so well worth listening to.
Yeah, it'll be a good show. It'll be a good show.
Because you'll be on there.
Well, I'm producing it, yeah, yes. So I'm here until midnight. Yeah.
Kent and Victor Chamber have got a breakfast networking business, which is full English, 8 o'clock in the morning, and that is on the 12th of November, on Tuesday at the Abode, and then on the 15th of November at the Dog and Bear in Lenham. And there's also a lunch special, Networking with Business, which is 12 to 2 o'clock. Come and enjoy a superb Nepalese fusion light lunch.
Oh, that sounds good.
It does. Where the chefs prepare all of their own spices to ensure only the best flavours and the highest quality is on offer. And this lunch will begin with finger-style starters, which will be served while you network with other businesses. And this will be followed by the main course with a variety of dishes available to you to choose from. So when is this? It's Tuesday the 25th of November. I'm guessing this because I haven't got my glasses. It might be the 26th. It's Tuesday the 26th of November. Everest Inn, Ashford. Chamber members, £20. So we'll put details of that Nepalese special lunch fusion on the Bunker website.
We've had a tweet, I don't know if you saw this one, from Blends for Friends.
No, I only read from the top.
It is at the top, that's why I was asking you. Blends for Friends, we loved the trip to Belgium. We need to come and talk, and you need to taste tea with our boss, Alex Probyn.
Oh, yeah, I think they're coming on Scoff and Quaff soon.
Oh, amazing guy, yeah. We were there with him for, you know, 3 days at the trade fair in Belgium, and some fantastic tea. One was blue, it was amazing.
Blue?
Really, really good, yeah.
Blue tea?
Cornflower, I think it was made with. But, yeah, he's doing some...
Did you try it?
Cornflowers are pretty.
I did. There were so many teas. He's an expert. He blends your, you know, bespoke tea for you. So if you want, you know, your hotel chain, you want your own tea, he's the man.
Oh, wow. That sounds
brilliant. And a great success, a great company, you know, doing some fantastic stuff and exporting.
Cool.
Yeah, you could have an orange tea for a ginger tea for Business Bunker, couldn't you?
Well, we have ginger tea every day anyway.
I know, but it's not ours. Oh, here they are. Yeah, I've only just got it through. How come your Twitter comes through quicker? How rude.
They know which is important in this relationship and they send me the tweets first.
Sorry, I'm reading this.
Stunned silence.
I wasn't even listening to you, Paul Andrews.
Okay, well, I'm going to do another email.
FSB Mid-Kent Branch AGM is on Tuesday the 12th of November, starting at 5 p.m. at the Innovation Centre in Maidstone Road, Chatham. And that's ME15N, S for Sugar, D for Donald. This is your opportunity to elect and meet your new branch committee who will be working on your behalf over the next 12 months. Your guest speaker is a it's Caddy Lee Preston, former BBC weather forecast lady. The AGM is free to full. Don't get that. It's free to full. Joint, oh, I see, to full joint and retired members to attend. Terrible comma placement here. Who wrote this? There will be a light buffet, and this is a great opportunity for you to network with other members. So secure your booking. Please go to www.kentandandmedway.com/regagm13.eventbrite.com. But we will put that on the Bunker after the show on the website, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But that's the Tuesday 12th of November at 5 p.m.
Cool.
Did you want to say something, Paul?
If I may.
In your show.
If I'm not interrupting you, I hate to interrupt you.
Push in.
I do hate to interrupt you. We've had a tweet from Kent Holmes Mag as well that says, hi guys, we're listening.
That's the one I said about half an hour ago.
Oh, did you? Mm. When you read it from the top.
Yeah, I got it first, you see.
Did you? Okay. I've got this email that I want to read. It says, hi Paul.
Oh.
Just Paul.
No mention of moi.
Hi Paul. It says, we are improv.
Is that your mother?
No. We are improv for schools, providing workshops for young people in comedy improvisation. I think about whose line is it anyway. We have a new 6-week series of workshops beginning on Thursday the 7th of November at the Mary Bread Inn Church Hall in Canterbury, 4:30 to 6:30. It's £65 for 6 weeks of workshops and a show at the end. And the details can be found at www.improvforschools.co.uk. I will spell that for you. improvforschools.co.uk. Improv for Schools. If you'd like to see what we can do, we have a show happening on Sunday the 27th of October at the Beanie in Canterbury at 1:30. All the info is on the website. You can follow us on the Twitter at improv4, that's the number 4, for schools. Thanks again, Lucy Fennell. Thank you for that, Lucy. We'll try and get along to the Beanie to see your show. But in the meantime, we'll put all the links to that on the Kent Business Radio website so people can find out more about it. I think that's brilliant. I think things like that are really useful for youngsters as
they
well.
Are.
And older people. Yeah. To learn to do improv is great because it enables you to get up and speak and talk and network and all the kind of things
confidence.
That we need to do in business and breeds confidence. So brilliant.
The Autumn Pub Hub is tonight, and it's at, that's the 22nd of October.
I tell you what, I bet that's sponsored by Component Force.
Well, is it? Let me see. It's at the Swan in Westmorling.
Oh, what about that then?
The Swan in Westmorling. It's a networking event which will begin at 5:30 and includes a drink and some light snacks. It's £8 plus VAT for members. You need to contact to go to this evening. It's. I'll give you a phone number as it's tonight. So it's 01795435918. Or you can website 3ws.iod.com/Kent. So it's this evening, 5:30 at the Swan in Westmorling, or Malling, or however we say it. And the Channel Chambers Network Breakfast is Wednesday the 13th of November. So date for your diary, 7:30am to 9:30am. The venue is the Romney, Hythe and Dymchurch Railway, just round the corner, in New Romney. And it is Tracy Reynolds you need to contact. I'll phone you, I'll give you the number in a minute, but the website is www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk and the phone number is 01-303-270022. Have you got ants in your pants?
Yep.
Swivelling around on his chair, listener.
I've got an email
pants.
Here, mm-hmm. which you're going to love. And funnily enough, they've just tweeted it as well.
Right.
And it's headlined, Pain, Pus and Poison.
Pain, Pus and Poison.
Pain, Pus and Poison. The Search for Modern Medicine. Okay. And episode 3, Poison, which was aired on the 17th of October on BBC 4, featured, well, the programme was Dr. Michael Mosley, ended the series looking at poison. This series is celebrating the eccentrics and mavericks whose breakthroughs were to pave the way for some of the most striking treatments in modern medicine. And that episode featured Venomtech.
Ah, right.
So Steve Trim and the guys at Venomtech.
Who've been on the show.
And it was their very own scorpions who were on the show. And they explored the turning points where scientists went from finding antidotes to poisons to applying poisons as a cure. The Death Scorpus Scorpion. That's easy for him to say, isn't it?
I wouldn't mind, but you're teetotal.
I know. The Death Stalker Scorpion.
Yeah, Death Stalker Scorpion.
Was filmed at Venomtech in the Kent Enterprise Hub. This scorpion's venom is a valuable tool in curing cancer.
Wow.
Now, what's going to happen is you can find out about that programme and you can watch it again on BBC iPlayer. And it's up until the 29th of October. So do go and have a look at it now. It's called Pain, Pus and Poison. It's on BBC 4 and it is available on the BBC iPlayer. And it will be there until the 29th of October. And Steve and the guys at Venomtech, their section, their killer scorpion, will be on episode 3. So do have a look at that. Good stuff. And you can find out more about Venomtech if you want by going to Venomtech's website, which is at venomtech.co.uk.
Do they have rattlesnakes and things?
Yeah.
Because I missed that. I was swanning off in Spain somewhere.
You were hiding.
Yeah, I'd like to meet them.
Yeah, no, good guys. It's really interesting stuff.
Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs have a free advice and support for Ramsgate's young entrepreneurs. So recognising that Ramsgate has one of the highest youth unemployment figures in the South East, Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs is taking the initiative to help raise aspirations to help young people to consider self-employment as a way forward. From plumbers to photographers, cake shops to web designers, from blogs to computer games, every new business begins with an idea and it also takes a helping hand to get it started. So this is what the aim is of the Kent Foundation. And it's offering Ramsgate's young people help and support from Thanet's business community. So Paul Barron, who's the director of Kent Foundation, will be involved, and also David Foley from the Thanet and East Kent Chamber. He's an old chum of mine, David Foley.
I know David.
Yes, well, he knows me too.
I bet he does.
I haven't taken him to Wheeler's.
You haven't made him have a haircut then.
It's when I used to do the PR for Dover College. So lots going on there. There's also inspirational trainer QJ, who's been on the show with his lovely wife. And what's the name? Henry. I was going to call her George.
Henry.
And they've also got lots and lots of support from Martin Heal and Trevor Shonk. So if you're between 18 and 30 years, go on to the website, which is kent.foundation@kent.gov.uk, or telephone number is 01 622 694 341. Look out for Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs website also. So that sounds amazing, actually.
Brilliant.
Very, very good.
Brilliant.
Carry on.
We had another new listener on the Twitter, Hayley's Massage. And you can follow Hayley on the Twitter at Hayley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, number one, Carey, C-A-R-E-Y. Hayley, one Carey, and that's Hayley's Massage. And she's from Medway in Kent, and she is listening to our little show.
Probably while massaging someone.
Quite possibly.
Tell you what, my back could do with a massage, Hayley, after I was dancing all night on Friday night.
Yeah.
And
falling off the tables.
In my boots.
Yeah.
Afternoon tea networking with business, 1:30 to 3. During the afternoon will serve you a selection of finger sandwiches and selection of cakes. Guest speaker is David Hatcher, who's the police presenter on BBC Crime Watch. This is this Thursday, 24th of October, at the Royal Wales Hotel in Tunbridge, and it's in partnership with the Moosley Mafia. So details of that will be on our website after the show, but it's Friday the 6th of December. There's another one at Gravesend Old Town Hall as well.
Cool. Two growing Medway firms are expanding their operation with interest-free loans worth a combined total of £250,000. TransNordic and the Food Machinery Company are celebrating after being among the first companies to benefit from the Tiger Fund. That's the Thames Gateway Innovation Growth and Enterprise Fund. The £20 million scheme is a regional growth fund encouraging businesses in Dartford, Gravesham, Medway, Slough and Thurrock, which I believe is in Essex. Don't you need a passport to go there?
Probably.
To invest in new products and services, which in turn can create new jobs. TransNordic, based in Vicarage Lane, Who, has successfully applied for a £35,000 loan to spend on new equipment that will boost productivity and cut costs. The company has been trading since 1970, specialising in the design, development and servicing of components and systems for the hydraulics industry. And the Food Machinery Company has been loaned £197,000 to build a brand new factory at Fen Corner, St Mary Who. The 33-year-old firm supplies machinery for the industrial food processing and packaging industry. So brilliant. Well done to those two companies for gaining their funding via the Tiger Fund over there in North Kent. And I believe if you want to find out about either the Tiger Fund in North Kent or the East Kent Development Fund or indeed the Marsh Million, you can go to the kentcountycouncil.gov website and find out all about those things. So do have a look at those. There are various funds about available and various schemes available to help businesses in just about every area of the county these days.
Blends for Friends have sent me a lovely tweet, Paul Andrews, with no mention of you. You won't see it on your timeline. Don't bother looking. It just says, Jules Serkin, we love you.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, nothing about you, Fred.
Really?
No.
And who sent you that? Your
no
son?
Mention. No, at Blends for Friends. Love me.
Never heard of it.
Don't love you.
Who are they?
Picasso is coming, Paul Andrews.
Is he really?
He's coming to Canterbury. And this is Anthony Penrose, who's the son of Lee Miller and Roland Penrose. He'll be making a rare trip to Canterbury this month to share his memories of the great surrealist artist Pablo Picasso. Anthony spent much of his youth with Picasso. My, amazing. Who was close friends with Anthony's parents, famous American photographer Lee Miller and surrealist artist and author Roland Penrose. And he'll be sharing a private collection of photographs from the Lee Miller archives of Picasso at home and work. And this is on Friday 25th of October at 7 at the Gulbenkian Cinema in Canterbury. And tickets are just £6.50 or £4.50 concessions. Go on to the Gulbenkian website and I'll read out the phone number, which is 01227. That's the Canterbury code 769075, and that's from Kent Creative Arts. Well done, that's amazing. Picasso coming to Canterbury, who'd have thought it?
Cool. I've got two emails I really need to read out, but we've only got 3 minutes left, so we're going to have to be really, really quick. I've got this. Dear Canterbury-based university student, let's face it, your degree is costing you $9,000 a year or more if you're international. So many people have a degree that it's no longer enough to make you employable. You need to learn more, do more and be more if you want any chance of winning a top-level job. But this is Canterbury, not London. There are fewer opportunities. The situation is not as good. But how does this sound? A year of professional training and practical work experience in our HQ workspace, which runs alongside your academic studies. A project to work on that actually matters with a team that's as passionate as you are. The opportunity to build the kind of CV employers dream of seeing. Shares in work that could generate vast amounts of income. Exclusive social lifestyle with dinners, club nights, trips to Ibiza and New York City. An international network of powerful people that only we have access to. We are looking for a total of 100 ambitious and driven university students. 50 of them must be computer programmers with Java, Object C, etc. 25 graphic artists and digital designers. 25 innovative ideas people with excellent communications and teamwork skills. We don't care what subject you're studying. We care that you want to do something incredible with your life and that you're willing to work incredibly hard to make it happen. Round one of applications closes on the 25th of October, but team entries are encouraged. You can find out all about what this is all about by going to their website, which is www.ambitionhouse.com. And you will remember Ambition House,
yes.
Jules. That's young Marcus and yes. Diego that were on this show, what, about a year ago?
They're young whippersnappers. They rock.
They are indeed.
They rock.
They are making it happen, rocking entrepreneurs, the pair of them, and they are really doing some interesting stuff.
Marcus and Diego.
And I just want to mention this. In line with Fruitworks in Canterbury and Unite in Rochester, there's now a third hot desking co-working space in Kent. The Workshop on Tontine Street in Folkestone is an inspirational workplace providing an exceptional working environment with a central location, a stone's throw from Folkestone Harbour. The new building offers a wealth of affordable options for new and established businesses, from fully serviced desks up to large office space. Flexible leases include high-speed internet and Wi-Fi, digital telecoms, meeting room access, plus deals for parking. For more details and to take advantage of this special offers, contact James Avery on 01303 764 270. That's James Avery on 01303 764 270, or you can go to their website, which is theworkshopfolkestone.co.uk, and the link to theworkshopfolkestone.co.uk can be found on the Kent Business Radio website. And that's it. We've got to the end of the show, I'm afraid. It was a bit of a rush as normal, and we're going to have to make this show longer because I've still got loads of emails. Have you got any emails left?
Only one.
I've got about five emails left. There's still half a dozen tweets that we haven't read out, but we are at the end of the show. Thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. Coming up later on Channel Radio, at 3 o'clock we have Extra Milk with Kevin Cann. That's followed by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, at 5 p.m. And then, as Jules mentioned earlier, Mr. Jamie Leftarm and the absolutely fabulous New Potato Show, celebrating their first birthday, show number 52, with a favourite show from their entire year of new music. There's going to be some absolutely stonkingly cracking tracks on that. That's on at 9 o'clock. Do have a listen. It has a massive following, that show, all over the world now. That's the New Potatoes Show, NEU New Potatoes, on the Twitter and on Facebook. But you've been listening to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. a massive thank you to our two studio guests, Mr. Paul Lawler of Tax Shop Hythe. I can't say that without spitting. Tax Shop Hythe. High Shop Tax. Tax Shop Hythe. High Shop Tax. Tax Shop Hythe.
I actually got
it right first time, didn't it? Mr. Paul Lawler of Tax Shop Hythe. And you also have an accountancy in Dartford.
Yes.
Is that called Tax Shop Dartford by any chance?
No, it's called Donald Lucy Lawler, Chartered Accountants.
All right. Okay, cool.
Donald.
He's Irish. Don't be silly.
Donald.
Yeah.
Donald.
And Mr. Steve Sampson, Trade Manager for Kent County Council and Kent International Business. Thank you so much for joining us, gents. You've been listening to the Business Bunker Show with me and Jules, and we'll be back next week.
Bye. Jobsing.